to absorb their cost. I'm Mike Hemp.
Five of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail last Friday have been recaptured. Meanwhile, a jail maintenance worker is under arrest, 33-year-old Sterling Williams, accused of helping the inmates make good their escape. Congressman Jerry Connolly has died. The Virginia Democrat died at home this morning. Congressman Jerry Connolly was 75 years old. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 305 points, the Nasdaq off 56, and the S&P 27 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD weight loss and nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy, or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM's Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solution. Thousands of Maryland residents are expected to travel 50 miles from home over the Memorial Day weekend, and that means heavy traffic toward the Eastern Shore beaches and busy security checkpoints at BWI Marshall Airport. Nationwide, AAA is predicting that just over 45 million people will be traveling over the long holiday weekend, an increase of 1.4 million travelers compared to 2024. Close to 40 million travelers will be hitting the road, while 3.6 million plan to fly. And Governor Wes Moore has signed the state's 2026 budget into law as part of his final bill signing ceremony of the year. The governor says the $67 billion spending plan addresses the state's $3 billion deficit and the impact of federal funding cuts. Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
The Orioles lost their eighth game in a row. Baltimore fell to the Brewers 5-2, clinching a series loss. The Orioles outhit Milwaukee 8-7, but went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Jackson Holliday and Ramon Urias each picked up an RBI in the setback. Coming up, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
At 10:05, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
57 degrees in Essex, 56 in Owings Mills, and 55 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We're just wrapping up this conversation on juvenile crime. Of course, the first hour there, we spent a lot of time discussing it, and that is mostly because you had State's Attorney Ivan Bates. He was at Huber Memorial Baptist Church yesterday, and he hosted a town hall in regards to the juvenile crime. And he hosted that alongside Councilman Mark Conway. Now, I'm hoping there's some solutions that come out of that town hall. As I mentioned this morning on Fox 45, State's Attorney Ivan Bates did say that there was once a diversion program right there within the state's attorney's office. But now that the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement's involved, and that is because of Mayor Brandon Scott, they've decided to take on the diversion program, which is called Sidestep. And so at Monzi, these individuals that are not prosecutors, they most likely don't have anything in their background that states that they are an authority on the law at all. But they're the ones making the decisions on whether or not a juvenile or repeat offender should be held accountable or not. So the solution to a lot of this, number one, get rid of Vincent Schiraldi at DJS. He should not be the secretary. Number two, Governor Westmore is going to have to step up. He's going to have to step up. He's going to have to put on his big boy pants. This isn't all about ribbon cuttings and all these other Boy Scout movements that they're trying to do constantly in the Democrat Party. These are serious issues that need serious answers and needs your attention. Okay? Enough with all the cheesing and the photo ops and, oh, I'm at Preakness and, you know, I'm having a great time. That's not all of this is cut out to be. You're going to be in very uncomfortable situations. And as an executive, you signed on to do just that. And the fact that you're not stepping up on juvenile crime is a crime in itself. But here we are. So, yes, diversion program, state's attorney's office. And I would say, you know what, every state's attorney's office across the state, they're the ones that should be running the diversion program, because I don't know whether or not this is happening in another county or not. I would love to know that answer, actually. But on top of that, Vincent Schiraldi's got to go. Westmore's got to step up. And these kids are going to be held accountable. If you have to lock them up, lock them up. The mayor, Brandon Scott, said he can't arrest his way out of this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There are states and cities all over the country that do just that. Robert says in the text line, is it at all possible that DJS and Section 8, et cetera, in Maryland are being used in a large-scale blockbusting operation so large banks and corporations could buy up properties and businesses cheaply and flip them? Also wanted to point out that the Bonnie Griffith's daughter, who lost her mother, is also a victim of juvenile crime here, and she also happens to be a person of color. How would one who believes in racial equity calculate equity here? That's another great point there, Robert. And I see this often, because even the senior woman that was thrown to the ground, remember she was carjacked? This was probably in the beginning of the year. It could have been possibly December. She was carjacked and her daughter was there as well. And the juveniles actually threw her out of the car in the middle of the street and took her car. That was a black woman. That was a black woman. They know exactly who seems vulnerable. And that's who they attack. And a lot of times it is women. And so there are multiple victims involved in this that are of color. But for some reason, Democrats, the progressives, they decide that they'd rather treat the actual criminal as the victim. And so here we are. Here we are. All right. I did want to just turn for a second. Also, a program note. We have Andy Ellis joining us at 11 a.m. He is the Green Party gubernatorial candidate. Now, there's lots of things, because I looked at his platform, there's a lot of things I don't agree with him on, but this isn't about me, okay? This is about the voters. And so he's going to join us at 11 o'clock, and I want to make sure that we hear him loud and clear when it comes to his platform, all right? And I guess I'm on the side of, okay, there's probably going to be a lot of things said that I don't agree with, but I'm not going to interrupt him on that. I'm going to, you know, listen to his entire spiel And I want you guys to hear it, too, in case there are some things that you really, truly agree with him on, much more than you agree with, you know, Governor Westmore and some of the things that he talks about. So, again, Andy Ellis will join us at 11 a.m. Let's go down to Capitol Hill, shall we? Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall. There's a lot going down on Capitol Hill. We are going to talk about the latest with the big, beautiful bill that seems to be stalled. But before we get into that, I wanted to just bring up what happened in the Senate chambers. Senator Chris Van Hollen had quite the exchange with former Senator, now Secretary, Marco Rubio. Now, Van Hollen has been on this journey to raise his name profile. That's clearly what he has been doing. Now, does he believe he could one day be the president? I would say no. There's no way he could believe that. Maybe he does believe that. I don't know. He got a lot of attention because he went down and had margaritas in El Salvador with Kilmar Brego Garcia. And maybe when he got all that attention, maybe he thought, you know what? Maybe I could do this. Maybe I can run for higher office. I'm sure he received a ton of donations. A ton of donations when he went to El Salvador. And that was part of the photo op. That's why they do it. Well, it seems to me that he's really trying his best to stay relevant. And I've said this plenty of times before. The Maryland delegation, obviously not Congressman Andy Harris, but the rest of the crew, they are very mediocre at best. Because, you know, even think about it. Congressman Glenn Ivey, who even knows that he's a congressman in the 4th District? Probably nobody. Probably no one. Then you got, and it was funny because after Van Hollen went to El Salvador, Glenn Ivey came forward and said that he was going down there next. And I'm thinking, dude, if they didn't know who Chris Van Hollen was, they definitely don't know who you are. And then, of course, he deleted that post and he has not been down there. They haven't been talking about Kilmar at all. Have you noticed that? Yes, of course. Because he really, truly was at one point in time an MS-13 gang member. And they finally all received the memo. Well, anyways, I have two clips here. And it was all kind of in the same, I guess you could say, in the statement with, well, Senator Marco Rubio, he gave a statement. But I divided this into two clips because he hit so many points. We're going to have to break it down clip by clip. Okay, so the very first clip here, I want you to take a listen to, because obviously Chris Van Hollen, this is his big moment, right? His big photo op. He tells Senator Marco Rubio that he regrets something. Take a listen.
I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job. Based on what I know,
well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You
Mr.
may.
I didn't okay. ask.
Senator,
questions.
Please let the Secretary
I'd be
floor.
Happy to, but then I can respond to his.
Your response. Time's up, Senator, and woefully used, I might add.
Well,
your remarks do not represent the view of this committee.
Well, Mr.
Secretary,
Chairman,
please.
Well, I'd like to. I can't respond to everything he said because much of these are untrue, but I'll go through a few. First of all, I'm actually very proud of the work we've done with USAID. For example, I don't regret cutting $10 million. For male circumcisions in Mozambique. I don't know how that makes us stronger and more prosperous as a nation.
I
don't regret
Sudan,
cycle
Mr.
social support services.
I raised
USAID.
Sudan, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond,
not
Senator? Senator, I'd ask you to suspend. You had 7 straight minutes.
I chose to use my time that way, Mr. Chairman. That's my right to
please
use
suspend,
my time that way.
Secretary Rubio.
Well, I can go on. I mean, there's other things here. We spent $227,000 for Big Cat's YouTube channel from USAID. We spent $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, whatever the hell that means. So I can go on and on. I got the list here, and there's more. I didn't even bring the whole list. In the case of El Salvador, absolutely. Absolutely. We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going
to see who you went to
defend.
Senator,
I'm sorry,
please,
Mr.
Secretary
Chairman.
Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated
Senator,
comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You
Secretary
had your
Rubio
time.
Should take that testimony to the federal
Senator,
court of the United States because
well,
he hasn't done it under oath.
Here's another point, okay? There is a division in our government between the federal branch and the judicial branch. No judge in the judicial branch cannot tell me or the president how to conduct foreign policy. No judge can tell me how I have to outreach to a foreign partner or what I need to say to them. And if I do reach to that foreign partner and talk to them, I have under no obligation to share that with the judiciary branch.
Ooh, now isn't that embarrassing? Again, that's former Senator, now Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, laying into Senator Chris Van Hollen from here in the state of Maryland. And he really annihilated him. Okay, lots of points here. Number one, Senator Chris Van Hollen, he was hoping that this was going to be some kind of gotcha moment. He was hoping that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. He was hoping that that was going to be something that they would show on CNN or MSNBC, get him a couple of donations, and he could further his idea that he could possibly run for higher office. That's what he was hoping for. Because he did it in a way where, remember, he says, I regret voting for you. And then he turns off the mic. He thought it was a mic drop moment. But Secretary Marco Rubio says, no way, no how. And he sat there and listed some of the things that they found in Don't. And he is absolutely correct. And it's, he even talked about some YouTube channel. I never even heard of such a thing. And I hope that not only are we no longer spending money on some of those things, I hope they follow the money. Because I guarantee you a lot of the money that's going out of the door, went out of the door at USAID, also ended up somehow, some way in the pocket of a member of Congress. And I hope they continue to investigate that. I hope that Secretary Marco Rubio has an entire task force within his office that is following the money. And I hope these individuals are exposed as soon as possible. Now, in the second clip, he's talking about what he should or should not be doing as Secretary of State. Now, and I agree with him wholeheartedly on this. Wholeheartedly on this. Take a listen.
Just like a judge cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister of Russia, they cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister or the president of El Salvador. And if I did negotiate with them, which we have responded to them, and we've told them we've had communications with the president of El Salvador, I am under no obligation under our division of powers in this country and to share with the judicial branch how I conducted diplomacy of the United States. It would actually be counterproductive. If I started sharing with courts, or frankly, with the media, my conversations with foreign leaders and all of their details, no foreign leader would talk to me again, and we would break trust with them. So I have complied with every court order. What I won't comply with is an order to disclose what I'm saying and what we're talking about with a foreign leader, because then they won't talk to me. Diplomacy doesn't work that way. About the student visas, let me say this. I don't deport anybody, and I don't snatch anybody. The State Department does not have officers in the street snatching everybody. What I do is revoke visas, and it's very simple. A visa is not a right. It is a privilege. People apply for student visas to come into the United States and study. And if you tell me that you're coming to the United States to lead campus crusades, to take over libraries and try to burn down buildings and acts of violence, we're not going to give you a visa.
Is that what Ms. Ostrock did?
We're not going to give you a visa.
Is that what she did? Come on, Mr. Secretary.
And every single one of these cases, the factors are different.
Senator,
the bottom line is, if you're coming here to stir up trouble on our campuses, we will deny you a visa. And if you have a visa,
does the First Amendment apply to people living in the United States?
And we're going to do more. There are more coming. We're going to continue to revoke the visas of people who are here as guests and are disrupting our higher education facilities. People are paying money. These kids pay money to go to school, and they have to walk through a bunch of lunatics
to the top
who are here on
papers disrupting the foreign policy of the United States.
I want to do more. I hope we can find more of these people.
That's pathetic, Mr. Secretary.
In fact, the other day, some guys led a riot. I forgot what university it was. And I asked, please, can you find the arrest records of all the people that were arrested at that riot at that campus? Because if any of them have a visa, we're going to revoke it.
I feel so much safer when you lock up people like Ms. Ostrick, Ms. Secretary.
We've had enough time on the subject. Thank you very much.
And by the end of that clip, you had Senator Chris Van Hollen, his entire face is all red. Because he just realized that mic drop moment that he thought he had, he didn't have it. Secretary Marco Rubio embarrassed him beyond belief. Why do they keep embarrassing themselves here from the state of Maryland? Johnny Olszewski last week with that silly op-ed saying that he can do a great job better than Elon Musk or Doge. Sir, Baltimore County, we're under. We're in the red. You did a terrible job. But not only that, do you recall Senator Chris Van Hollen having this much energy or smoke for former Secretary Anthony Blinken? Do you recall that? Because I don't remember that. Because Anthony Blinken, he was there for negotiations for that ridiculous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Do you remember that? He was one of the last ones in the room, according to him and Kamala Harris. Yet Senator Chris Van Hollen had nothing to say about it. Secretary Marco Rubio is doing a fantastic job. If you guys want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I agree, if you are here on a visa and you decide that you want to disrupt one of our, you know, whether it's a campus, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. You are here. And you should act like you have the privilege to be here. It is a privilege. And as soon as you screw up, guess what? You got to go. Again, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Real quick, I do want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not, No matter what your age, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her entire team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They even have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, just go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we were just talking about Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Chris Van Hollen. Excuse me, I always say Senator. He's now Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former Senator. And he really did embarrass Senator Van Hollen yesterday. I mean, so this clip, just so you know, it went viral. And I saw it posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, I think literally all day long. Even before I went to bed last night, I still saw people sharing it and talking about it. And I believe it also made it to a segment on CNN. So this is not the moment, the mic drop moment Senator Chris Van Hollen was hoping for. That didn't happen. Marco Rubio explained to him that USAID funds ended up in the wrong hands, ended up in foreign countries that had nothing to do with our prosperity. He talked a lot about the fact that if you are here on a visa and you screw up, you break the law, you don't treat that visa as a privilege, you can go home. And I agree with him. And then he also talked about the fact that, you know, when it comes to diplomacy, yes, he's not going to be broadcasting everything he does and says, and he doesn't have to ask the judicial branch, any of these rogue judges, on anything. He doesn't have to ask them anything. He can make decisions on his own. He is the Secretary of State. He gets together with experts and they talk to the president, and that's how they do this. But these rogue judges keep sticking their nose in every single thing that they try to accomplish. They're slowing down progress. These progressive judges are slowing down the progress. Crazy, isn't it? I've got Mark in Connecticut. Mark, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, good morning to you and all the men and women listeners out there. I listened to some of the excerpts that you played from Secretary of State Marco Rubio. That I've always liked him. Yeah. He is spot on, and DOGE has disclosed the names of some of the congressmen and women who have received tens of millions of dollars from USAID.
Oh, okay.
If you look on their website. Another thing, I know that I remember last week you had mentioned you were going to interview someone who is speaking or investigating the pardon issues. If you would write this name down, Russell Peeler from Connecticut. The man, his case was what he did was horrible, and he was responsible for the murder of a 10-year-old boy and his mother, the two of them.
Is this the one in Bridgeport, Connecticut here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yep, you're right on. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yep, if you would, you know, if you take an hour and read about that and catch up, and then when you meet with that, how did he get pardoned?
Wow.
How and why? Both, and I'll tell you, short end, both our senators here in Connecticut are useless. They are a detriment to this state. Blumenthal and Murphy, they're a detriment to this state. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Clayson, I've been following you, trying to, since you started campaigning for office, and I share your a lot of your comments and triumphs with some of my friends, and I appreciate you, and I hope eventually you get out there someday.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Mark.
You know, get into a position of influence, political office.
Thank you.
Rep, whatever.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
One last thing, because here in regarding the juvenile crime there, here in Connecticut, what the Democrats did is to decrease the juvenile crime or the appearance of juvenile crime, they raised the age of juveniles. And so that what happens is now when your 19, 20-year-old commits a crime, it can't be disclosed because they're a juvenile.
Wow.
And their records are, yeah. So the Democrats do not want, they do not want to get rid of the juvenile crime. They just want the appearance of it being lowered.
Right.
But it fuels unions, money. It fuels racism. In the inner cities, it fuels so much of their phony platforms. They do not want to get rid of the juvenile crime, but we need to.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. You too. And he was referring to Ed Martin, who we did have on the show. He is now looking into those pardons. I will check this out. It does say Bridgeport mom and son killed by a Connecticut drug kingpin, Russell Peeler. Apparently, he is the one that our caller Mark is saying received a pardon. I mean, just what I see here from the AP News, I hope not. But you know what? I do have Ed Martin's number now. Maybe I could forward this over and he could take a look. To raise the age there in Connecticut for a juvenile to 19 and 20. So, I mean, again, this is a nationwide issue, but it is in these very blue states, very blue cities. And unfortunately, the targets are usually, you know, I would say even minority communities. So as Robert, as you asked earlier in the text line, you know, where is the equity in that? There is no equity there. This is just what we're dealing with time and time again. Very sad indeed. Very sad. But also, again, as far as Senator Chris Van Hollen and Secretary Marco Rubio, like I said, I think Marco Rubio did a fantastic job of laying out what he's accomplished in almost, 100 days still. 100 days. And I will take a look at that list as far as who has been connected to Doge. Now, I know Congressman Pelosi and Fume, that was exposed as soon as Doge got in there. We do know that. All right, coming up next, the big, beautiful bill. Where is that currently sitting on Capitol Hill? I'll tell you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They worked into the wee hours of the morning, House lawmakers working on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. It would, among other things, extend the 2017 tax cuts. A vote on the bill could come as early as tonight. Yesterday, the president visited Capitol Hill, hoping to convince GOP holdouts to support the bill. It would also include $25 billion for a missile defense system. A Virginia senator has died. Democrat Jerry Connolly, who announced last year that he suffered esophageal cancer, died peacefully at his home this morning, surrounded by his family members. He was 75 years old. The Senate has voted to eliminate federal taxes on tips, a Trump campaign promise made good in this case with the help of some Democrat votes. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 305 points, while the NASDAQ 56 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pretty wet Wednesday ahead of us with soaking rain at times and high temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Showers continue on and off tonight, too, with temperatures falling back into the cooler mid-50s. Thursday comes with more clouds and some on and off showers. Temperatures stay below average with highs in the mid and upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue Rollback Pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings in over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Dales are going on now through May the 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today for your Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day sale.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
That's the fact! Yeah.
Hey guys, Wednesday on the show, Marco Rubio shreds Chris Van Hollen like carnitas.
That's my boy!
Houses are out of range for most middle-class Americans, but that's about to change. And Jake Tapper goes on the Megyn Kelly Show. Big mistake.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Noon to 3 on WCBN.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
Jolene, that song will forever be a classic. Love that song. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Sounds like Rob Carson has a great show coming up next, and he's going to talk a little about Jake Tapper. I will say, Jake Tapper has one of the best PR firms, I think, out there. Think about the marketing behind this book. I've never spoke about a book for an entire week. I mean, he's grabbing headlines for an entire week for a book. I don't know what kind of team he has, but they are elite. Let me tell you that. They're good at it. The New York Post was just reporting that Hunter Biden reveals decade-long feud with Jake Tapper in a bombshell interview. I have a feeling we might be talking about that tomorrow. That was just uploaded. You know what? This is what I was waiting for, and I think I said this yesterday. I'm waiting for Hunter Biden to talk. Look, I guarantee it, Hunter Biden is really mentioned in this book with Jake Tapper, obviously. Is it dropping today? I think it's today. People were pre-ordering it. But I guarantee you Hunter Biden is mentioned multiple times in this book. And he did a podcast interview. I'm not talking about the one with Megyn Kelly. There was another interview that he did. And he was talking about Hunter Biden during that interview. And he said that he felt as though that Hunter Biden was making the decisions for Joe Biden in many different scenarios and situations. And in that interview with the podcast, Jake Tapper says, just imagine that. That's scary, isn't it? And I'm almost certain that's what Hunter Biden is referring to. And that is scary. He look, no matter how you feel about Hunter Biden, and I'm sure he's had great education. He's probably, you know, somewhat intelligent. I guarantee it. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with someone that is a reoccurring addict, right? He was going in and out of rehabs. He relapses here and there. They're not in the right frame of mind to make decisions. Now, imagine if somebody like that was making decisions for the entire country. Sheesh. I don't even want to think about it. I do not want to think about it. I do want to say thank you, Marty, in the text line. He reminded me, today marks 7 years since the passing of Officer Amy Caprio, and everybody is paying tribute to the fallen hero, and should be. She passed away May 21st, 2018, very young, 29 years old. And let's not forget that she was ran over by a juvenile. It was another situation where juveniles were in Perry Hall, and they were robbing a home. And that juvenile that tried to drive the getaway car, apparently he was faced with Officer Caprio, and she told him to get from behind the wheel, and he decided to hit the gas, and he killed her. So it's not as though we have not been dealing with juvenile crime, because we have. And to think that juvenile crime was bad even then, and Governor Wes Moore gets in office and still brings in Vincent Schiraldi, talk about a slap in the face to all. To all of the constituents, all the taxpayers, all the first responders. It is. It's a travesty. But thank you, Marty, for reminding me. I appreciate you. All right, moving on here. I did want to talk a little bit about the big, beautiful bill. Of course, I'm looking at what everybody's doing on Capitol Hill, and I still to this day, what day are we at? Like 120 now? To this day, I am very frustrated with the Republicans on Capitol Hill. Okay, look, both sides of the aisle can catch the smoke from me. Really. Democrats, yes, they're doing a horrible job, but I don't expect much from them. The expectations are low. But when it comes to Republicans, what are you guys doing down there? Boy, oh boy, I wish I was down there. Of course, with the big, beautiful bill, it would drop 1.4 million illegals from Medicaid, which is not controversial, shouldn't be controversial. That should have been done with a stroke of a pen, to be honest with you. Look, I appreciate Trump putting it in the bill, but with all those executive orders, you could have added that in there. It also will cut funding for sex changes paid for by taxpayers. Now, I don't know if it would cut it here in Maryland, because I think Governor Wes Moore, obviously federal law overrides state law, but I do wonder how this is set up here, because I'm not saying that it's a complete sanctuary state. You guys know what I'm trying to say. It's not like it's a complete sanctuary state, but they do somewhat operate like it's a sanctuary state. And if you're looking at whether it's Planned Parenthood or all these other organizations that do, these kind of procedures, whether it's the quote-unquote gender-affirming care, which is really sex changes, or the abortions, things like that, it seems to me that, they're still able to fly under the radar somewhat. And for some reason, and there were a lot of people talking about the fact that Governor Wes Moore signed into law that abortion fund that we had. Remember, Glenn Gilhart came on the show and told us about it, how it had $25 million just sitting in it. Remember that? See, there's all these things here in the state of Maryland where it's kind of like when you hear about it, you're like, wait a minute, what? How did that happen? And so that's what I mean. I don't know if even though in this big, beautiful bill, it's no more sex changes paid for by taxpayers. I don't know if that translates here where they kind of treat a lot of this like a sanctuary state. I would have to look at it. I guarantee you there's some attorney somewhere that can find a loophole. I guarantee it. They do it all the time. So anyways, that's in the big, beautiful bill. So then I go online and I go through, social media accounts owned by, members of Congress that are Republicans. And I'm thinking to myself, of course you're going to have Thomas Massie. He's always on the outs. There are some people that aren't quite happy with the big, beautiful bill. I think Chip Roy wasn't exactly excited about it, but he said he would vote for it. But I'm looking at all these other accounts and I'm thinking, what is the holdup? Like even with Speaker Johnson, they had to have President Trump come to Capitol Hill and talk to some of the members. What is the holdup? You can actually vote on the big, beautiful bill. And if it doesn't go far enough, you can introduce more legislation. You are legislators, by the way. You can do that. But everybody's all hung up on the big, beautiful bill because they're like, well, that doesn't do enough. And that does too much. Well, wait a minute. You know, it's just like, dude, if you don't like it, write another bill. It's literally your job. Well, anyways, I was looking around. And I look at Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and I like Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and I like the fact that she was making sure that, you know, biological men did not use the women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill. I did like that she did that. But I guess now they're talking about making sure that it is federal law to ban those that are doing the revenge porn, like, you know, sharing nude photos and videos of other people, which is great. And I think Melania Trump was working on it. President Trump talked about it over the weekend, and I believe this actually also includes AI images. Remember that whole thing around the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift, and they were sharing like these inappropriate pictures of Taylor Swift. I said then that like, who's doing this? It's like a sicko move. Okay, you don't like Taylor Swift. Okay, but now you're posting AI pictures of her nude. You're a weirdo. Okay, right? That's weird. It's weird. Well, anyways. They're putting that in place. And so Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I guess yesterday on the Hill, they had a committee hearing and she had some people testify. And she was really calling out this one guy that apparently was taking videos of women without their knowledge. And Congresswoman Nancy Mace ended up being one of those women. And so she came to Capitol Hill yesterday with like these big blow up pictures, and she goes on her social media account and she goes, well, it's going to happen, everybody. You're going to see my nudes today on Capitol Hill. And so, like, of course, every guy, you know, that's a guy, they share this post and they're like, wait a minute. I might actually watch a committee hearing today. And like, you know, it got the attention. But I guess I'm looking at this situation like, what is this really the focus right now? And then Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, even though she had that big thing with the maternity leave, which I hated, that was so self-centered and so ridiculous, she wanted, along with two other Democrats, to make sure that Congresswomen on Capitol Hill could take maternity leave and vote from home. Do you remember that? And I was like, wait a minute, what does that have to do with any constituent? You're talking about someone on the Hill? Get out of here. Well, remember that? And then Speaker Johnson, he kicked the vote, right? He kicked the can down the road on a couple of different votes because he said he didn't want to deal with this whole maternity leave thing. So then they went home for a weekend. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So now we're stalling stuff even longer. We the people, we didn't vote for this. We didn't vote for the delays. We didn't vote for Republicans to slow walk the bills to the floor. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely didn't vote for this. Well, I'm looking at, you know, Ana Paulina Luna's page, and all day yesterday she's posting about Tory Lanez. I guess he's some rapper, and he's in some California prison, and he's there because I guess the story is he supposedly shot Megan Thee Stallion, the female rapper, in the foot, and not all the evidence was introduced, and that he's innocent, and they should go back to court. I'm thinking, okay. If this guy's an innocent man, yes, he should have his due process. He's an American citizen. Fine. But they were posting about this all day long. And I'm like, who is working down there? What is going on? Why is this a priority? It'd be one thing if you, like, you know, put a staffer on it and said, hey, keep me updated on Tory Lanez. Let's see if we can help him out in any way, right? You would break that off as a task for a staffer. Meanwhile, you should be focused on the big, beautiful bill. Well, I went through a lot of pages yesterday, and one of the ones I agreed with, and this is not a shocker, but Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia. You know, you can say what you want about MTG, but she stays focused on the issues. She stays focused on what the voters want. This is what she had to say yesterday about the big, beautiful bill.
The president's message was strong. It was, we need to support and pass this big, beautiful bill. These deliver the campaign promises that President Trump gave to the American people for the past year. And this is what the American people voted for. It's time for Republicans to unite. This is a great opportunity for us to prove to the Democrats that we're the party that will deliver to the American people. this great tax plan that we have is so good for the middle class. It's great for the workers. No tax on tips, no tax on overtimes, and it delivers good tax deductions for seniors. This is also a great thing for border security. It funds our ability to secure this country's border and help Border Patrol and ICE. And then this is also great for energy. So it's time for Republicans to unite. The president had a strong message in there. It's not about salt. It's not about cutting Medicaid. It's about cutting waste, fraud, and abuse out of Medicaid. And it's about delivering what we promised to people.
I think the holdouts will react to his. There was some reporting indicates pretty pointed messages to some of the Freedom Caucus folks, to the Salters. How do you think they'll respond?
Yes, it's absolutely. It's what they needed to hear. If they vote no on this bill, they will be responsible for raising taxes by over 65% on all Americans. If they continue to fight for their issues that were not on the president's agenda, they will be responsible for not delivering the agenda to the American people. And that's not what we want to happen. We want Republicans to unite. It's time for us to do it. It's time to stop squabbling with one another, standing on their own hill in their own castle, fighting for their own kingdom. And the president was very strong on that.
Yes. I agree with her. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. And that's exactly what it looks like. We have so many Republicans, and I don't know if it's like the type A personality situation, but we have a ton of Republicans right now on Capitol Hill fighting for their own personal agenda without simultaneously making sure the president is getting his agenda through. See, this is a difference between Democrats and Republicans as well. Do Democrats have their little side hustles? Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. But they do organize and they come together to make sure that the Democrat Party gets past what they want. And so now we're sitting in this situation where I'm just like MTG on this. What the hell are you guys doing? I'm talking to Republicans. What is going on down there? I got a text here. It says, you mean Republicans like AWOL Andy Harris, who does nothing and is holding up the bill? Congressman Andy Harris, look, I can't get with it. I can't get with it. When the people voted for President Trump and did so overwhelmingly, right? You had Democrats, independents, of course, Republicans, all voting for President Trump. He won all seven swing states. He won the popular vote. And that is because of a couple different things. Immigration, which is in this big, beautiful bill, right? Making sure that we have a strong border. It was because of the economy and all the inflation, and Bidenomics was a huge failure. And there are pieces in this big, beautiful bill, like I said, cutting 1.4 million illegals from Medicaid, cutting the sex change operations. There are cuts here. Now, to be honest with you, does this bill go as far as I'd like it to go? No. Is it a start? Absolutely. But this is what I mentioned earlier. If it doesn't go far enough or you don't feel like it's the best, introduce other legislation. You can do that. You have time to do that. This is the 119th Congress, and as far as I know, you're not even at 125 days yet. Roll your sleeves up and get to work. This whole thing of standing on these other personal hills, I can't do it. You were on one hill, Capitol Hill. You got other sandcastles out there. You got to put it to the side. And this is what I'm seeing from many different people. Even Dan Crenshaw out of Texas, that congressman. Everybody has like their own little thing that they're working on. And I understand your constituents, you know, they have different needs than the rest of the country. I get that. But when President Trump says we got to get this done, in order to deliver for all of these people that overwhelmingly voted for me, if he does that, if he says that, I need you to listen. You could always go back to your little personal pet project. And so I wish I was on Capitol Hill. I would be standing right next to Marjorie Taylor Greene during that interview. I think she hit the nail on the head. We've got too many chefs in the kitchen. Is that a thing? I don't know. I never get those quotes right. Is that right? I never get them right. Woohoo! Oh, man. Well, we'll see what happens on Capitol Hill today, but I just wanted to talk about that for a second. This big, beautiful bill, we've been talking about it for 2 weeks because it is being held up. And I could say for sure, this is for once, I could say it's not because of the Democrats. It's because Republicans can't come together and we can't get our act together as a team. And that's extremely disappointing. We finally have the majority and we're squandering it. All right. I did want to just play a little clip for you when we get back. Scott Jennings on CNN, he always does a phenomenal job. But we talked about Joe Biden's health yesterday on the show. And I thought it was funny because one of our callers called in and started talking about President Trump. Well, believe it or not, many of those with the Trump derangement syndrome, no matter what you say about Joe Biden and his health and the fact that we were lied to, clearly, they still find a way to bring President Trump into the conversation. We'll take a listen to that when we get back.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right. We're talking about the big, beautiful bill. Hopefully it'll be passed here shortly and we can get over all of that. Don't forget, another program note here. Andy Ellis is his name, and he is in the gubernatorial race here in the state of Maryland, and he is with the Green Party. And I'm going to already preface this, okay? I know there's going to be things that we don't agree on as far as what's on Andy Ellis's platform, and that's okay. Okay, we can chat about it after the interview. What I want is for Andy Ellis to get his platform out there and to give him a fair shake as we would anybody else in listening to the platform. And then if you want to call me afterwards and complain about the platform, that's fine. But I want to make sure we know where he stands on the issues. I appreciate, I've said this time and time again, if you throw your hat in the ring and you really put yourself out there, I respect you. I do. I respect you. I respect it. And so I want to make sure that you guys know that there'll be things that I pass over here, but you know what? There could be another time we could have him on the show and really debate some of these issues, but I do want to hear what is on his platform because I'm sure it's more than one issue. All right. Trump derangement syndrome. It was on full display yesterday. Scott Jennings on CNN. This is Abby Phillips' show, by the way. Scott Jennings, he was on this panel, and of course they were talking about Joe Biden and his cancer diagnosis, and they were trying to figure out, you know, how long they believed he was truly sick. And instead of talking about Joe Biden, there was a panelist who wanted to turn things to Trump. Take a listen.
Actually, are you arguing that Joe Biden was fine
during his
I'm not
term.
Arguing that he was fine. I'm arguing that
you keep pivoting back to Trump, who's clearly fine. I'm just asking if you're arguing that something was not wrong with Joe Biden.
You asked that question. Because Joe Biden's no longer the president.
But he was,
Let me finish what I'm saying, guys. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I would dearly love to see a cognitive test from him, because as somebody who's lived in the New York media market for the last 40 years, I can tell you that the Donald Trump that I knew in the 80s is not the Donald Trump that I hear today.
So your answer to the cover-up is... Trump.
My answer is...
Your answer to every question is
no,
Trump.
No, my answer
the
is...
Cover
the
cover-up is the story tonight.
The president...
That's the story.
Yes, the cover-up is also the president of the United States, who happens to be Donald J. Trump today, is okay. not... Yeah, you could laugh all you want.
I am definitely
because
laughing.
You know why
all
you're
right.
laughing? Because you don't
laughing.
Want to...
We're going
to...
We are laughing.
No, we're not laughing. You don't want to answer the question, Scott.
Yeah.
You're a president.
What question?
Julie, we're going to leave it there.
I'd love to see his cognitive test. I'd love to see his physical
test. Dr. Grasso.
Sure he would.
All right. Now, Scott Jennings on the Abby Phillips Show on CNN. Julie Rodzinski is a Democratic strategist. Just so you know, if anyone's title says a Democrat strategist or a Republican strategist, usually they're... That means they haven't really done anything in politics. Okay. But, you know, there are some people that are great at debating. And so a lot of times you will have these major news networks that will bring these people on because possibly they have a podcast or they see them, you know, on some other channel and they'll bring them in, but they don't really have a title. And so Julie there, if you heard, she had complete Trump derangement syndrome. And she didn't want to talk about President Joe Biden and you know, the possibility of him having cancer before we all found out. She only wanted to talk about President Trump. That's it. And I don't know if this girl will end up back on CNN, but you can't take that seriously. You really can't. You really can't. All right, coming up next, as I mentioned, we'll be joined by Andy Ellis. He's with the Green Party, and he has thrown his hat in the ring here in the state of Maryland. I got a text here. It says, Andy Ellis is doing what Hogan never did. I actually commend him. Yes, you know what? I reached out to Andy. I saw him on X. And I said, hey, I got the midday show on WCBM. Would love to have you on. And he just said, yeah, you know what? I appreciate the opportunity. And he knows for a fact that we don't agree on things. But he says, this is something that, you know, I'm really passionate about and I'm running and I will talk to anybody. So, yes, I commend him as well. And that's another thing we'll talk about later in the show. Don't forget, the interim Baldwin County Executive, Kathy Klausmeier, she's still refusing to talk to the media. Well, it turns out she's also one of those elected officials that spent a ton of money on this trip to Las Vegas. We'll talk about that after we talk to Andy Ellis. And even Isabel Cumming, the Baltimore City IG, she's even weighing in on Kathy Klausmeier and her refusal to actually speak on the issues.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction.